Sechtes Idyas, Perig Zayin, Mishnah, Hey. Hey, it's Rabbi Yeshua, Reb Yakim, Ish Hadar. Rabbi Yeshua and Reb Yakim, who were from Hadar, they said the following Edus. Al Kalal, Shel Chatos, Shenosne Al Gabe Cheretz. So you have an earthenware jug that has ashes of Mechatos, meaning from a paraduma, that someone put on top of a dead Cheretz. They put it on top of a dead Cheretz. Shu Tame. That the ashes, the paraduma ashes are Tame. Now, even though normally a kli cheres, unless the tuma goes inside the kli, it's not metameit. Over here, by mechatos, since it's mechatos, it's ashes from the paraduma, it has a different din than regular things that are inside an earthenware keli. The reason is, over here, there's a special gzeres akasov that ashes from the paraduma, they have to be in a kli, in a makam tar. So if it's not in a makam tar, it's going to be tame, even though normally it's not metame kli cheres, over here it will be. Rabbi Elazar, metar. Even though Rabbi Elazar is metar, therefore the chiddush is, Rabbi Yeshua over here wanted to tell me that that's not the din. The din is that it's metame. Hey, Rabbi Paphias, al mi shenozar shtei nazirais. So someone accepted upon himself two nazirais without specifying a time. So stam nazirais is 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, on the 31st day, he's megaleach, he shaves off all his hair. So over here, what happened was, shim gilach es harishayna yom shleishim, if you did it on the 30th day, which b'diyevet it works, you're really supposed to do it on the 31st day, but since he did it on the 30th day, is miktsas hayom kekulay, so over here he did it after the first one on the 30th day, so what does he do? Shim megaleach hashniya yom shishim, he goes on the 60th day, and he does the second giluach, the second shaving of his hair. Vim gilach yom shishim, Chaser Echot. Let's say he did it on the 59th day, he's Yatza. So again, the same thing, B'diavid, 30 days after the first Nazira started, that's good enough. So he did the first one on the 30th day. Now he's supposed to do the next one on the 60th day. Originally, he would have done it on the 61st day, but since he jumped the gun and did it on the 30th day, he's now supposed to do the second one on the 60th day. He did the second one on the 59th. Sheyoyim Shleishim Oyoloy Min Aminyin. The 30th day works for both. It works to end the first Naziris, and it also works to start the next Naziris, and therefore he could be Megaleach on the 60th day, and B'diavid even on the 59th day. Mishnah Vav. Heid Rabbi Yeshua Rav Paphias al Vlad Shal Shlamim Sheikarev Shlamim. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Paphias, they testified that a child of a Shlamim should be offered as a Shlamim. This was a Gzeirah Rabbanan that we're going to see in a minute. Rabbi Elazar Aimesh of Lad Shlamim Layikrav Shlamim. Rabbi Elazar said, you're not supposed to be Makriv Avad of a Shlamim. Why? Because they were worried that people would leave their Karbanis around instead of bringing them, hoping to have more offspring from the Shlamim. So therefore the Chum said that no, once the Shlamim gives birth, you can't use that anymore. So he's saying that no, the din is not like that, but rather the din is that of Lad Shlamim you could bring as a Shlamim. The Chum Aimim Yikrav. The Chum say that you could bring it. You're allowed to bring it as a Shlamim. So they were being made that the Chacham ma correct. Amr Paphias ani made Shahoy Salanu Paro Zivchei Shlamim. I'm testify we had a cow of a Zivchei Shlamim v'chalnu bePesach. We ate it on Pesach. And we ate the Vlad as a Shlamim b'chag, so you see that that's the halacha, that a Vlad of a Shlamim could be brought as a Shlamim. Have a good day.